So, you've decided to take the IELTS exam. Congratulations! Success starts with IELTS. The speaking test is divided into three sections. Part 1 is the introduction and general questions. Part 2 is the long turn. And Part 3 is an analytical discussion. It's important to understand the criteria on which you will be tested in the IELTS exam. First, we consider the criteria of fluency and coherence. This is one of four criteria on which you will be tested. We'll cover the other three in later videos. Fluency and coherence refer to your ability to speak at length, including organizing ideas logically and appropriately signposting. It also refers to your ability to express and justify opinions and to discuss and speculate about issues without long pauses or repetition of the same words. Signposting is the use of words or phrases that indicate the direction of your thoughts. We will give you some examples of this in a moment. Many students try memorizing large portions of speech to repeat during the speaking test, but this can add unnecessary stress and sound unnatural. We don't recommend this approach. Here are a few tips to improve your speaking test performance. As you are speaking about a topic, build on your point of view by adding a few details. For example, if the question is, "What do you do?" rather than responding with, "I am a teacher," you might expand this to, "I have been a high school mathematics teacher in New York for over 5 years." For part 2 of the test, use the bullet points on the task card to help you structure your long turn and make notes in the 1 minute that's given using key words. In part 3, particularly, it is important to develop your answers and to speak at length. You can do this by thinking of reasons, effects, comparisons, supporting examples, and personal experience. Just make sure you are signposting what you say. For example, discussing excessive TV watching, you might mention reasons: increasing numbers of TV channels compared to a generation ago, and the popularity of TV characters. Effects: increasing obesity levels, eyesight problems, and other health issues. Experience: my nephew watches nothing except cartoons. He will not study. Here are some examples of signposting for part 3 of the test. Compare, contrast. In my view, there are two main differences. Responding to a point: yes, I agree because, or I'm not sure I agree with that. You see, speculating on the future: I think we'll probably see a lot of, or maybe there'll be more, or it's unlikely that we will have. Practice is the key to increasing your fluency. There are no shortcuts. Practice using English in everyday communication as much as you can. Record yourself talking about different subjects. Then play it back and listen for linking expressions, hesitation, words you may be repeating, and times when your speech is slow. This will help improve your fluency. The assessment criteria is the only thing on which you will be tested. You will not be assessed on your appearance, body language while speaking in the exam, or your creative ideas. IELTS examiners are very consistent with their application of the IELTS assessment criteria. It is the same assessment given everywhere in the country and everywhere in the world. For more information, please see the other speaking test videos: lexical resources, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation.